This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know.
The impact of the coronavirus is far-reaching, with some Americans avoiding medical care due to its cost. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. A new study shows 14% of all American adults would avoid getting medical treatment if they had a dry cough and fever, which are two main symptoms of coronavirus, and 9% would avoid getting care if they specifically believed they had the virus. That's from a study by Gallup and the nonprofit West Health, whose chief strategy officer is Tim Lash, and he joins us now. Tim, regardless of who avoids getting care or why, does this avoidance place all the rest of us at risk of exposure to potentially sick people?
It does. And we've seen weaknesses in our healthcare system for many years among our senior population. But I think the pandemic has exposed these issues in ways like they've never been exposed before. And high costs are deterring people from getting treatment. And that's not only putting themselves at risk, but it's putting the broader society at risk. And it's just unnecessary.
Does your study provide a takeaway message for governors and others who will decide when their states will reopen?
It does. You know, testing is going to be absolutely critical here. When we see large portions of the population, 1 in 7 overall, saying that they're hesitant to seek medical care, and what's even more troubling, when you look at the non-white population, north of 20% indicating that if they had key symptoms of COVID-19, that they would still be reluctant to seek treatment. We're going to have broad-scale testing in place to protect the population.
And that last point you make is particularly concerning, is it not, given that experts do say the disease is disproportionately hitting minority communities?
It is. I think what is unfolding in front of us, again, is not new. We've seen inequalities that are persisting and pervasive across the healthcare system that disproportionately impact minority communities. Historically, the higher rates of comorbidities play out over years to decades in terms of the impact. What we're seeing with COVID is what was playing out over years to decades is now playing out in some cases over hours to days as individuals are affected by a virus that has a much higher impact on Black and brown communities where you have higher rates of cardiometabolic disease, diabetes, congestive heart failure, to name a few.
And regarding the level of education for those who suspect they have the virus, 10% of people with some college would avoid getting care, but only 2% of college graduates would avoid getting care. Does this in any way suggest the public in general needs more clear messages on the need to get medical care?
I think it absolutely highlights the fact that we've struggled to clearly communicate many aspects of what the country is facing here. As it relates to medical care, I mean, we saw a drop off when you ask a fever or a dry cough. Overall, it was 14% of adults indicated that they would be reluctant to get care. When you then highlight, if you say suspected coronavirus infection, it drops to 9, really pointing to a health literacy gap. But overall, there's been a lot of confusion around the cost of testing and the cost of care. And that really has been, I think, a breakdown at a system level of delivering timely, efficient, and appropriate messaging.
And you mentioned the cost of testing. The good news is that federal law does require insurance companies to pay the full cost of the coronavirus test and the doctor visit to get that test. Do you encourage uninsured people who might avoid getting medical care because of the cost to ask their doctor about telehealth, seeing the doctor by computer, because that's likely to cost less than an in-office visit?
Absolutely. And we're seeing right now that it's quite effective. West Health historically has worked around evolving healthcare so that it meets the needs of older adults. On average, older adults just make more intense use of healthcare resources versus a younger population. And what we found through the lens of older adults, which really I do think paints a path forward, is that the health systems that have invested in value-based care, that have invested in telehealth to project care into the community, that have invested in the behavioral side of healthcare, have really been the best position to respond to this COVID-19 pandemic. So I think there's a real opportunity, I think, for all of us, including those that have limited coverage, to seek out telemedicine opportunities so that they're getting efficient care and appropriate care at a time that they need it.
Tim Lash with the nonprofit West Health Organization. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
And that's it for this week's show. Special thanks to this week's InfoTrack contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our internet services are provided by Pear Networks. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.